Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary, baby. Gary Moore, 15 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Gary, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Jim. It's a good 15 years.
It has been. Let's do 15 more. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, is the author of Faithful Finances 101. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know who I am. And we're talking about post-Christian America. And Gary, there are people out there who, when I think about what you're working on here, and you've got a whole program. You call it the Omega Financial Plan that you're working on. It's not quite ready. But as I hear you talking about these things, I think about the people that I know and you know who are agnostic or they're atheists, and I know some of both. Mm-hmm. But they just are not believers. They're not bad people. They're good people. They're good human beings, but they're just not believers. How do we make sure when we talk about the Judeo-Christian ethic and the morality and post-Christian America? How do we include people like that so that we don't lose them because we're using theological references?
Well, Judeo-Christianity says to do that. Jesus was always irritating the religious leaders of his time, the Jewish leaders, Pharisees we call them, by talking about Samaritans. You know, that in our day would be something like talking about the good Chinese or North Koreans or whatever. I mean, the Jewish people detested the Samaritans, but Jesus was very inclusive. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were not believers. Think about the thief on the cross. You know, Jesus said, "You're going to be with me in paradise today." He'd never been to temple or any of that kind of stuff.
Right.
So true Christianity, and that's, again, and when we say post-Christian America, let me explain this. We still have the same number of people going to church, but we just don't understand the true dimensions of the faith a lot of times, Jim. The people that I go to church with, sometimes, you know, it seems like religious people hate other people more than anyone else because religion is about ultimate values. It brings out passion.
And by the way, that's one of the things that creates agnostics and atheists.
Absolutely. Mother Teresa used to say the primary reason more people aren't Christians is Christians don't act like Christians.
That's exactly right. If there's one thing that Jesus taught, it was tolerance. And some of the most intolerant people I know are fellow Christians.
Well, think about this. Jesus said, "You will know my disciples by their love for one another." Mm-hmm. Now, project that into the political arena today and just say, how many Christians do you know who are engaged in the political process who do it out of a spirit of love? I mean, we're some of the angriest people on the planet, and that's not my opinion. Philip Yancey, a very great evangelical author, once wrote a book, What's So Amazing About Grace? And he said, "I ask people to do word association with the word evangelical." I'm not picking on evangelicals. It's just the first thing that popped to my mind. And he said, "In all my years, no one has ever said grace." You know, we just aren't known for that. And that's a real failure, I think, on the part of Christians. Because Jesus actually said, love your enemies as yourself.
But when people think about... You know, you've heard me talk about what I mentioned it earlier in this previous segment, what I call the three classes we have in the marketplace today.
Yeah.
The marketplace is being impacted by these three classes, folks, in my opinion. The trading class, which is Wall Street. Wall Street is not about investing anymore. It's about trading. Other than people like Warren Buffett and a few others, mostly it's about trading. Millions of trades a second kind of trading. And then you got the political class, which is Washington. Then you got the investor class, which is, in my opinion, homeowners, business owners, small business owners, savers, people like that that we're the majority, but we don't have the power that the trading class and the political class has. And so how do we reconcile that dynamic with what you're trying to accomplish with your mega financial plan, the Judeo-Christian morality?
Well, actually, you know, Tocqueville actually discussed this in Democracy in America. He was very insightful. And I think
200 years ago.
I can paraphrase this, but as he went through the country and he saw, in essence, what he thought faith was helping everybody. Remember, somebody's barn used to burn and the neighbors would show up and
help rebuild.
Today, we'd call the government and say, come rebuild.
Somebody needs to come help this guy.
Or an insurance company that would figure out some way to not show up and so on. But he said, should the light of faith ever dim, that Americans would turn to speculation in every way, shape, or form. You see, it was by thinking about getting into heaven. When that's your priority at the end of life, Jim, what you do today doesn't seem all that important. You put your emphasis on being a good person, being long-term oriented, and so on. Today, literally what we call the word secular means of the moment, and we just think about today. So you have all these guys who are on Wall Street trading, and it's really parasitic, Jim. We used to worry as conservatives about, you know, the welfare queens and so on, as we call them. But there's a form of parasitism that is just as bad today, if not worse. And
that's right.
In fact, John Bogle himself says it's much worse of a problem, is all the people who are literally scamming money off of the financial system. If I've got a second,
hold on to that thought, Gary. I'm going to let you do that in the next segment. We're going to go.
All right, great.
That'll be a good transition for the next segment. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and we're celebrating his 15th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. And we're talking about getting back to the original kind of morality that made this country strong. This is not a theological discussion, folks. This is a morality discussion, regardless of whether you have your faith or not. Even the atheists that I know are very moral people. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.